So as you just heard, Italians will be thinking about immigration when they go to the polls on Sunday. Recent polls show rising anti-immigrant sentiment in Italy, and some politicians have been exploiting those fears, especially in the far-right strongholds of northern Italy. That harder line is now beginning to affect even places that have traditionally been welcoming to outsiders. Caterina Fernandez-Martins reports from the Italian town of Schio.
For over a decade, Cindy has felt at home in Schio, a small town in northeast Italy that somehow reminds him of his city, Zaho, in northern Iraq.
La vita a Schio mi piace perché è più o meno uguale mia città. E tutti due lati.
I like my life in Schio because it's surrounded by mountains, just like my hometown. Mountains are a part of my life.
Cindy, who doesn't feel comfortable giving his full name, was lucky to land here in Schio. The town has welcomed immigrants for decades and has a reputation of looking after its workers. That tradition dates back to the 19th century, when the Italian industrialist Alessandro Rossi built schools, nurseries, and housing for his workers here.
Tu puoi mettere anche così?
Sì.
Cucire così, tu in modo che tu vedi. Praticamente è fatta così.
Cindy makes a living sewing in a clothing shop not far from the old workers' quarter. The day I visit, he's training a colleague. He makes minimalist dresses and purses in high-quality Italian fabrics. The wages allow him to support his wife and three children.
Dopo ho studiato elettronica tecnica di sistemare cellulari computer sia in Turchia sia in Siria.
I studied computer electronics and cell phone systems in Turkey and in Syria. Here, I'm making bags and sewing. It's very easy to make a bag. I have no difficulties doing it.
Cindy's doing well, but he can feel attitudes toward immigrants like him hardening, especially ahead of the election.
Cioè, io vedo che reazione anche parole sono un po' cambiate. Trattano un pochino.
I've noticed that reactions and words are changing. We're treated a bit worse now.
Even here, in Schio. 4 years ago, the town elected a far-right mayor who wants a crackdown on immigration. I meet him in his office, a few steps away from the shop where Cindy works. He is among those who refused to condemn the suspect in the shooting of 6 African immigrants in the town of Macerata in early February.
L'atto, diciamo, di esasperazione di questa persona arriva dopo una serie di di atti che si sono.
The exasperated act of that person happened after a series of events. If we don't control immigration, we can't control the increase in criminality.
In the run-up to Sunday's election, Orsi and others have repeatedly blamed migrants for a rise in crime. But the facts don't bear that out. And in Schio, one group of citizens recently launched a petition to shut down the town's asylum program. But in the end, they didn't succeed.
Ciao! Sola!
The mood is different at Annalisa Brissan's house. She's a teacher who tutors immigrants' kids long after the school day is over. She rejects the idea that immigration is out of control and has faith that her town will stay positive.
Allora, Schio è una bella esperienza perché l'integrazione è venuta in maniera.
Schio is a good experience in terms of integration because immigration happens smoothly. We never had bad experiences. We never had ghettos for non-Italians either, and we never had problems that happen when people are separated.
The day I visit Annalisa at home, I find her comforting a Chinese kid whose father took away his cell phone because he didn't do well enough in Italian class. She's also helping a Moroccan teenager with a Pythagorean theorem. She tells me this student's family was helped by an Italian lady who became his almost grandmother. According to Annalisa, this web of solidarity among neighbors has helped integrate foreigners into the life of the town. For a long time, a good economy helped too, she says. But when the financial crisis of 2008 happened, unemployment hit everybody in the town. And while many here tell me the new right-wing mayor doesn't speak for them, immigrant advocates do acknowledge attitudes are hardening. Recently, they changed their strategy. An NGO called Mondo nella Città, the world in the city, is encouraging refugees and migrants to tell their stories. And the store Cindy works for opened up a showroom on a main street, so that townspeople could see immigrants working with dignity. People like Annalisa Bressan are confident that Skill will remain a haven for refugees and migrants, working hand in hand with locals.
Quello che muove I rapporti è alto, altro da un movimento politico.
What drives the relationships is something other than a political movement. What drives a society forward are the ideas in people's minds. The minds of the people in Skio are focused on solidarity and neighborhood.
Back in his workshop, Simi is listening to news about the bombing of a Kurdish-controlled city in Syria as he sews two pieces of blue fabric for a purse. He's not so sure things will remain the same.
If they're targeting migrants in Macerata, I'm afraid, to be honest. I mean, I left my country for that same reason.
Cindy tells me he's happy to talk in schools and to display his work in the new showroom. He's convinced those efforts help curb racism. But he wishes migrants and refugees had a vote.
Allora, lezioni io non faccio parte. Perché anche questo è un grosso problema anche per noi.
I am not a part of elections, and that's a big problem for migrants. I can only hope Italians choose someone who is good for all of Italy. When Italy works for Italians, it works for me as well. If Italy doesn't work for Italians, it doesn't work for me either.
For the world, Caterina Fernandes Martins, Schio, Italy.